So let's say you are experiencing depression and you reach for a feeling of relief. What do you think a feeling of relief from the state of depression might feel like? It's not going to feel wonderful. You've been depressed. It's just going to feel better. It's probably going to feel like revenge. Now, others outside of you, especially those that are over here feeling love and appreciation, when they see you find revenge, they're going to say, wrong. We'll lock you up for that feeling. But if you are addressing it from your personal point of view, you know there was a breath of fresh air in revenge. At least you're breathing now. When you were depressed, you couldn't even breathe. Now you're mad as hell. You're at least you are breathing, you see. So what we are wanting you to realize is you have to leave everybody else's opinion about how you're doing out of the equation because they don't know. It doesn't matter where anybody else is. It only matters where you are. And it only matters that you have awareness whether in this moment you are choosing the next thought that turns you more upstream or the next thought that turns you more downstream. Sometimes we think that you don't really understand the stream and the way we're projecting it to you because we want you to understand that as this stream is moving and it's moving toward everything that you have become, which means all of the money, all of the bodily conditions, all of the things that you're wanting, this stream is moving toward. As you understand that this stream is moving toward it, then you know that you don't have to turn your boat around and begin to paddle downstream. In fact, you don't even have to turn your boat around. Just let go of the oars. When you let go of the oars, the stream will turn you. And as the stream turns you, and you don't keep turning it around and paddling, the stream will carry you further and further and further into the waters that contain the things that you're wanting. And those things that you're wanting begin to light up more and more and more and more and more and more and more. At first, it's just a feeling of relief. But as you keep reaching for a feeling of relief, pretty soon, the feeling of relief from depression is revenge. That's not all that much relief, you might say. But the feeling of relief from revenge is anger. Not that much relief, you might say, but it feels a little better. But from anger, the feeling of relief is like frustration. Frustration's a whole lot better feeling than anger. And from frustration, the feeling of relief is hope. Oh, what a feeling of hope is in relationship to all of that. And once you get into the hope range and you're reaching for feelings of relief, now you're really rolling, you see. The way you feel is your supreme guidance. The source within you is never saying, oh, what's taking you so long? The source within you is always just standing there, being who you've become, offering a signal that is calling you toward it. And when you go, you feel good. And when you don't, you don't. So every negative emotion that you feel means the same thing every time. You're not moving in the direction of who you've become. You're not keeping up to speed with you. And you know that's why you're mad? When somebody hurts your feelings, you know what's really happening? You're not up to speed with you. When you think something has gone wrong and you feel terrible about it, you know what's happened? You're not up to speed with you. In fact, the best thing that you could do, get out your notebook every day often and write a new page for each time you feel some negative emotion towards a circumstance or toward a person. And write, dear whoever it is or whatever it is, what is it that I am thinking about you that's keeping me from being who I am? Because when you say, what are you doing that's making me feel this way? You're totally disempowered because now they've got to stop doing whatever it is that they're doing that's making you feel that way. And you know they're not going to, not for very long. If there's only one of them, you might be able to wrestle them to the ground, take them to the naughty spot, put them in jail, do something with them to keep them from doing that thing that you think that they should not have done. But as soon as they get loose of you, they're going to do it again because they're not here to live their life for you. So when your happiness depends upon what somebody else does, you're in deep doo-doo because you cannot get them to control their behavior to please you. They were not oriented that way. They are like you. They are like every particle of the universe. They are selfishly oriented, you see. But when you say, you need to stop doing that so that I can feel better, you're hurting my feelings and feel the difference. What is it that I'm thinking about you that's keeping me from being who I really am? What is it that I'm thinking about you that my source energy is not thinking about you? What excuse am I using about you as my excuse to separate myself from myself? Can you feel the empowerment of that? government, what is it that I'm thinking about you that's keeping me from being who I really am? What is it that I'm thinking about you that's keeping me from getting up to speed with all that I have given birth to and the picture of a better world that I have given birth to that's waiting in my vibrational escrow? What is it that I'm currently thinking about you that's keeping me from getting up to speed with that new and improved world? And this is the thing that we so want you to hear. Future generations will be born up to speed with your new and improved world. Can you imagine the vibrational escrow that they are being born from into this physical time-space reality? But we think that it is time, and you have summoned us forth because you want it to. We think that it's time for you to keep up to speed with your vibrational escrow. We don't think you should have to wait to croak to get up to speed with it. We love that word, croak, 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 croak. You know, you're all going to croak, croak, croak. You are. And when you do, it's such a wonderful day because you leave behind all doubt and fear and all of that resistance, and you come right up to speed with all that you've lived. And the party that we all have together, as you say, oh, man, I was making such a big deal over things that don't matter. None of that. You don't say any of that. You would say that from your human form. You would say, oh, man, if I knew then what I know now. So here we are to help you know now what you knew then. To help you remember who you are, to help you to come back into alignment with the fullness that is you. We are eager to talk with you about anything that is important. Nothing is off limits. We see our value to you to get you pointed in the direction of what you want, and so that will be the emphasis that we will offer. A woman sat in the chair one day. She said, my child asked me to ask you a question. Why are grown-ups so grumpy? And we said, because the longer you live, the more you find to fuss and worry about. And the more you find a fuss and worry about, the more you paddle upstream. The more you know what you don't want, the more you know what you do want. The more you know what you do want, the faster your stream moves. The faster your stream moves, the more it behooves you to turn in the direction of it. But if you don't turn in the direction of it, then you know what you don't want. And the more you know what you don't want, the more you know what you do want. And the more you know what you do want, the faster your stream moves. But if you don't turn in the direction of the way your stream is moving, then you know what you don't want. And if you know what you don't want, you know what you do want. All that you've lived has caused your stream to move really, really fast. And what you're thinking right now is indicating whether you're going with it or against it. Isn't it nice to know that you hold all of the power to feeling the way you want to feel? So, what do you want to talk about? Begin right here, yes.